Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
Well, the legislative session began with the swearing-in of all 236 lawmakers for a two-year term this week. They also did a lot of procedural work. For instance, leaders assigned legislators to committees. The House committee list came out late Wednesday, though, and committee meetings should take place before there are recommendations on bills. So most of the week's news came from Governor Brian Kemp, who revealed his vision of legislative priorities. He held a press conference on education and safety needs and another on enhancing eligibility for the Georgia Pathways Health Insurance Program. He also spoke at the Georgia Chamber's Eggs and Issues Breakfast, and his big push this session, the daunting task of tort reform. He's looking to stop what he calls excessive lawsuits and runaway verdicts that are driving up insurance costs and driving businesses out of Georgia, he says. He talked about those issues during the State of the State address, too. And on the Democratic side, Devin, the Senate Minority Leader Harold Jones II gave the Democratic response, and he listed housing, health care, education, public safety as priorities this session. And he said that Democrats want common sense gun safety legislation, including red flag laws, and that would take guns away from domestic violence abusers. So a lot this week.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a busy first week for the Georgia legislative session. And throughout the week, we got a lot of the major issues from Governor Kemp. And what were some of the major issues the Republican leaders also hope to tackle this session? And are we likely to see some legislation passed early?
We do expect to see some bills passed early because leaders of both chambers have expressed interest in some common goals. For instance, the first bill filed this week in the Senate would block transgender girls from competing in women's school sports. We're likely to also see bills soon on recovery help for those who suffered devastating losses when Hurricane Helene swept through Georgia. And on that front, among other things, lawmakers want to find ways to shore up communications during disasters. Mm-hmm. When the storm knocked out power, people could not connect with first responders or even with their own family members in those situations.
Yeah, and the governor has also released his budget. So what happens next week with the budget?
Yeah, the governor did that after the State of the State, and that actually kicks off a process that will begin with budget hearings on Tuesday. So beginning Tuesday, a joint committee will hear from state commissioners and agency heads regarding budget proposals. They must fit within the budget. The priorities that they have must fit within the state's budget. And of course, passing a balanced budget is the sole constitutional requirement of the legislature for each session. It's been a long week.
Yes, it has. So there's budget hearings next week. Will the lawmakers be working on any legislation next week or just the budget?
No, just the budget. And those days don't count into the 40-day session. So today is day five, then the budget hearings, and then they come back, gavel in on Monday, January 27th, and that's when GPB's Lawmakers returns on GPB TV at 7 p.m. to get my shameless plug in. Until then, Lawmakers Capitol correspondent Sarah Callis will have reports on GPB Radio and GPB.org.
All right, so January 27th, Lawmakers is back, and we'll be sure to watch to keep up with us all that's happening in the legislature. Donna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Devin.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.